Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow.
Welcome, dear listeners. Welcome to this space. Welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures, a Christian talk show designed to address the Bible, the Living Scripture, to our daily lives. I am Morenike, and we also have Pastor Charles as one of the anchor today. In today's Living Scriptures, our focus is on 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verses 1 to 20. And we're going to read the whole chapter. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burnt it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. It is time to take back what the thief, what the enemy, what the devil stole from you.
Does it take a trophy to make you proud? I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out.
You would cross an ocean.
See so clear what it's all about.
Just
Welcome back, dear listeners. Our illustration today will be the continuation of this interesting passage from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 11. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him drink water and gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, To whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me, because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Sheretites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hand of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekite had carried away. And David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. And David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds, which they drave before those other cattle, and said, This is David's spoil. What an interesting story. It is time to take back all that the enemy, the devil, has taken from you.
Dear listeners, you're just hearing my voice. Happy Sunday. 1 Samuel chapter 30 now, in summary, says, verse 19, And there was nothing lacking to them. I speak to you in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus. Before this year runs out, there will be nothing lacking to you that the enemy has stolen.
Amen.
He says, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters. Some of you even have things stolen from your children. May they be restored back in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Neither spoil. Opportunities that have been stolen from you will come back in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, anything that they are taking to them, that is the enemy has stolen, David recover all. Receive grace and anointing to recover all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
How to open your door to the thief? Continuing, you can open the door to the thief through untamed appetites or what you eat if you love Jacob's porridge. Number five, you can open the door to the thief through unprotected destiny. Jesus protects your life, protects your destiny. You can open your destiny to the thief through loose lips. Loose lips, the American says, can sink ships. The mouth can be the source of our spiritual leakages through anger, backbiting, slandering, and talking too much, and talking yourself into the hands of the enemy. How then do you deal with a thief? How then do you take back what the enemy stole from you? My dear friends, it is all right to weep. But then, number two, ask God for direction, just like David did. Ask God if what you lost, you could recover it back in God. Then seek and understand the nature, the location, and how strong the thief is that has stolen from you. Know your enemy and his location is one strategy in spiritual warfare that you need to use. Number four, just like David was bold, pursue the thief. What do I say again? Pursue the thief. Number five, do not pursue the thief with a fainting and discouraged heart. Make sure you have encouraged yourself in the Lord your God. As you pursue, number six, you will overcome and overtake the thief through praying and giving. Number seven, you will then recover all that the enemy has stolen from you. After you did that, number eight, you are free to vandalize the thief yourself and spoil the enemy. You are allowed to spoil the enemy. You are allowed to recover back tenfold of what the enemy has stolen from you. I speak to myself and I speak to everyone under the sound of my voice. Whatever the enemy has taken from you, Satan, I rebuke you. In the life of these individuals, lose your hold in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Tenfold before this year runs out, begin to be restored back to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My dear friends, we never like to close this broadcast without giving someone the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God. If you are yet to be one, John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you would like to accept Jesus Christ today, why don't you bow down your heads in deep reflections and sorrow and say, Lord, I'm sorry for all my sins. And now, make this confession of faith with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart, I ask you into my life, I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. In Jesus' name.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center, in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.